Good morning. Good to be in God's house, as Brother Ronald says. We welcome each one to our services today. And as we come today, looking for the Lord to bless us as we sing praises unto Him, study His Word, and look into what He has for us today. We're just so thankful for each one being here, and we ask that you pray for us today as we stand and share God's Word. Have your Bibles this morning. I invite you to the book of Psalm 90 and verse 12. And then I want to invite you to a verse in the New Testament, Matthew 6 and verse 33. These two verses literally go together. You need to tie them together as we study them. Now in Psalm 90 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Teach us to number our days. Appreciate those days. Live to the best of those days for the Lord. But let me give you this rendering of that verse before we turn to Matthew 6:33. Teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us spend them as we should. The psalmist says that life is short, and we know that. Brother Don this morning talked about school, of how that we can just remember back when it was just starting. Now, seemingly, it's just about to be over. In a way, that's the way life is, isn't it? Seems like we just get started. And then it seems like that life is over as the days pass by so quickly. Knowing what the psalmist says to us, that we number our days, recognize how few they are, and help us to spend them as we should. Then turn to Matthew chapter 6 and find verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." As we've noticed, this time of year is graduation, when young people will be graduating, maybe from high school, or as we note, congratulate Brother Brent and Miss Morgan as they achieve their accomplishment in college and going on. But many youngsters shall be graduating from school. And you know, as many times, I don't know if it's the same way it was when I graduated, so many things have changed. They would invite at class night a guest speaker. And this speaker would be a successful person in life, and he would come and speak to us as high school students and challenge us to be the best at what we could be in our lives. I don't know if they have that anymore. I watched class night at Hamilton's class night over the last 2 years, and it seems like to me it's been a party. So they may not have that anymore. But when I graduated high school, they would have a speaker come, and he would give a speech to challenge us, and he would be successful in his own life, challenging us to be what we should be in our lives as we begin our life in our perspective, as you might say, chosen thing that we're going to do. Let's just suppose this morning that Jesus stands before each of us. He's that speaker that we've invited to come and speak and challenge us. We ought to invite Him this morning. Amen. The Holy Spirit is our guest this morning as He comes in our midst. His Word is being preached to us this morning, not my words, but His words. We've invited Him this morning to share with us what really counts in life. And as Jesus comes here, let me give you the background of where He comes to in verse 33. The disciples have been fretting. They've been fretting over life, the worries of life. There are really three things in life that they fret over: their food, their fitness, their health, and then their fashion or clothing that they're going to wear. We find that Jesus, as He responds to their frettings, shares with them that the first thing that we should seek would be the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You know, today we worry a lot about, as the disciples did, about living. We worry about life. We worry about where our food's going to come from, where our bills are going to be paid, all these things in life. But you know, as you search God's Word, God doesn't guarantee us life. There's nowhere I find in the Word of God that guarantees me that I'm going to live. What God does guarantee me is that I am going to die. And one day, I'm going to meet Him. Upon that statement, it would be wise for me to listen to His counsel when He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, then all these other things shall be added unto you." And it's upon those things that Jesus gives His wisdom. You know, Jesus, great Savior, He's the only Savior. But Jesus was the greatest counselor that this world has ever known. His words were wise. His words were all-knowing. And therefore, He sets us down and gives us this great advice. I want you to note today, suppose a parent sits down with their child, and they're going to give a child their wisdom. What greater wisdom could a parent give than to say this, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness"? What greater wisdom a parent could give? Suppose a counselor would sit a young person that's just fixing to leave school and go out on life, and they're going to give them wisdom. What greater wisdom could they give than, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness"? What greater wisdom could one give? I think today, as a parent or pastor is counseling a young couple that's fixing to get married and live life together, certainly one of the things that they would say was, you need to make a budget in your life and your household. Certainly one of the things that you need to give time to each other. All these things about building a household. But I think the greatest wisdom or counsel that could be given, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." You say, "Well, Brother Danny, as I sit here today, as most of us are, we're not graduating from school because we've already passed that. Most of us have spent a lot of years that we've lived." But as you look at these verses, and as you listen what Jesus says, we would do well to listen to them because in doing them, we can make the rest of our days the most happiest days in our lives by following this advice. This morning, I want to share with you the thought, first things first. First things first. That's what Jesus tells His disciples. Listen. Put first things first. And in this verse, 6th verse, chapter, verse 33, I go again to Psalm 9 in verse 12. Lord, teach us to number our days, that we might do what? That they are few, but help us spend them wisely. Now, you know, someone has said, and you have probably in your possession, a dollar bill. Someone has said, you can only spend that dollar bill once, and it's gone. That's life. We live it once, and it's gone. And Jesus tells us, live it wisely. So in this little verse, in verse 33, He shares with us three things of putting first things first. First of all, look at that first statement. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He tells us, set proper priorities. You would tell a youngster, set the proper priorities in your life. You would tell a young couple, set the proper priorities in your life. But Jesus is telling His own disciples, you set proper priorities in your life, and then don't worry about things in your life. Look in the book of Proverbs chapter 3. And I want you to look at verses 5 and 6. Literally, verses 1 through 6 is a good prescription for our lives. But in the book of verses 5 and 6 of Proverbs 3, listen to the advice that He gives us. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In all of our ways, in all the things we do, we acknowledge Him. We have Him in the proper place. And He says, He shall direct thy paths. Now, folk, I believe this morning that God's Word is true. Don't you? I believe you do. and that God is giving us counsel, that God is sharing His wisdom with us. And He says, listen, first things first, and that is seek ye first the kingdom of God. That word seek means to do this. It means to pursue and pursue it aggressively. It means to go after it, and to go after it with all thine heart. We often tell young people, if there's a goal in your life, go after it with all your heart. How true that is. Something in your life, put all there is into it. God is saying to me this morning, God is saying to each of us this morning, pursue it with all thine heart. Seek ye the kingdom of God with all thine heart. Now the world will tell you that's not good advice. The world will tell you it's not proper advice to put God first in your life. Matter of fact, probably the world would say you're going to fail if you do this. Probably the world will say you're going to miss out on some of the pleasures. You're going to miss out on possessions, and you'll not have much of a position in life if you put God first in your life. But I'm here to tell you that this world is passing away. I'm here to tell you the greatest pleasure is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest joy, knowing joy, is in Jesus. And I'm here to tell you that, listen, a child of God is the richest person in all this world. The Bible says we're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We worry about our bank accounts. We worry about those in the possessions. But folk, if we know Jesus, we're the greatest possessor in life. We're in Him, and we possess all things. And today, the greatest position is to be a child of God. Didn't that word, that song the choir sang this morning, I'm a child of the King. Brother, when they made that statement, His royal blood flows through my veins. It walked on the avenues of my soul. Amen. And it told us what a position we have in Jesus Christ. So He is saying to those disciples, pursue heartily. Pursue it with all your vigor. Seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, let we know today, and I want to share it with you today, that first, a relationship with God comes only through the person of Jesus Christ. My relationship with God ought to be the greatest priority in my life. And I don't want to make you mad this morning, and I know I won't win any blue ribbons for first place of opinions of popularity. But I say again, my relationship to Christ as His child ought to be the greatest priority in my life and in your life. Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection, to have fellowship with His suffering, to be made conformable unto His death. Paul said, listen, I want to know Him intimately. That's how close I want to know Him. And as we look today, we know that in the nature of us before we're saved, it is not our nature to seek God. God compares lost people to sheep. And He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We know the Bible teaches. We know that lessons from nature teaches. Sheep do not seek the shepherd. The shepherd has to seek the sheep. And Jesus is the good shepherd. And the good shepherd has given His life for the sheep. And Jesus today is the one who comes and seeks after the sheep. He's not talking here in Matthew 6 and verse 33 to lost people. He's not talking to them. He's talking to His disciples. But I want to challenge you this morning, if you're here and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, and God is coming into your life and speaking to you through His Word and Holy Spirit, I admonish you to yield your will to Him as He seeks you, and go through Christ and have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, listen, as we gain that relationship, God help us to sit down and learn this, that the greatest priority in my life as a saved person would be to seek God and listen, to seek His righteousness. As you look and study that verse, to seek the kingdom of God means you seek the King, and you seek the King to have control over my life. I want you to look in the Bible to the book, I believe, of James chapter 4 and verse 8. James chapter 4 and verse 8. And I'm going to make this statement. It's not going to win me any popularity contest either. You don't know my life. I don't know your life. I look about, you look about my life. But I can tell you something about your life and my life. Every one of us have all of God that we want. I want to say that again. Every one of us have all of God that we want in our lives. You're as close to God as you want. I'm as close to God as I want this morning in my life. Look at James chapter 4 and verse 8. The Bible says, draw near to God. Now note, and He will do what? He will draw near to you. I have all of God that I want. You have all of God that you want. If you want a close, related, dedicated life to God, it's there for you. And you can have it by yielding yourself to Christ. I can have it by yielding myself to Christ. So many times in my life, I blame things. I blame other things. And I say, you know, that's why I don't have the relationship with God that I really want. Folk, you listen, it's at my disposal. The opportunity is here. And folk, today, we need today to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and let things take care of themselves. That's the advice. That's the advice God gives us today. Set the proper priorities. Look at Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. The Bible says, you will seek me and find me when you will do what? Search for me with all your heart. My today, our desire ought to be that we walk with God as we worship Him and as we live our lives. Today, in life, what would be that thing that you would tell that young graduate? What would be what you would tell your grandchild? What would you tell them? I believe that you would tell them the same thing that Jesus tells us. Seek ye first His kingdom. Set the proper priorities in your life. And folk, I want to tell you something. It has a way. It has a way of working things out in life. Last week we were counseling with a young couple and they were having financial problems in their life. We could tell them, my, listen, guard your budget. Watch your budget. Watch what you spend. Be careful in those things. But I'll tell you what the greatest advice we could give them. Set proper priorities in your life. You put God where He should be. And folk, you listen, we have the promise that God will take care of us. I believe that with all my heart. I was talking to a colored preacher last week. We were talking about this subject. And he said, you know, all these things shall be added. I don't know about all these wants, but I know this. David said, I've not seen the righteous forsaking, nor his seed begging bread. And when we put the proper priorities in our lives, folk, I believe God will take care and sustain us as His children. That's the first piece of advice. Now look at the second one. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We set the proper priorities, but we seek what? We seek a personal purity. Seek His righteousness. Not only letting Him control us, but letting His character live in us. I don't have any righteousness this morning, Brother Leland. The righteousness that I only can boast of is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And today, as we look, what's He saying? God imputes His righteousness. Paul said in Philippians 3, that I may know His righteousness, that I might have His righteousness. God puts His righteousness in my life, and He wants me to impart that righteousness through my life. I believe every parent wants their child to have a successful life, but to live also a godly life. That's their desire. That's the advice that they will give them. Now listen, look at your grandparents, how they live. Look at your parents, look at their lives as the example. I desire your life to be that way. In personal purity.
We have so much garbage going out on our culture and on our TV today that teach young people the direct opposite. It just says, have the life of your life. Gain all the gusto you can in life. But God says differently. God says, live a personal, pure life. Seek after His righteousness. As a matter of fact, I say this today. As God's children, if we don't have personal purity in our life, we're going to have problems with God in our life. You say, well, Brother Danny, I'm saved, and I can live like the devil and go to heaven. Who taught you that? Who taught you that? That's not right. And folk, I want to tell you something. The Bible does not teach us that. The Bible tells us to seek after righteousness, to live personal purity. Now, I'll say this. If I'm saved and I live like the devil, I'm going to get the lashing of my life. I'm going to be whipped, as the Bible says. And if I can profess to be saved and always live like the devil, something's bad wrong with that relationship. What we're saying today is that our desire ought to be to live as Jesus did. You say, well, all I wanted when I made a profession of faith, all I wanted was to be saved from hell. Let me tell you something. When I came to Jesus, I was tired of my life. I was sick of my life. I wanted something better. I wanted something better now. And that now was the life that Jesus offered. And today, folk, I have learned as I've looked into God's Word that when we want the blessings of God, when we want His true blessings, there's going to be personal purity in our lives. You say, Brother Danny, what can turn this world around? What's going to turn this world around? I'll tell you what's going to turn this world around is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what's going to turn this world around and turn this world upside down again is God's people living personal purity in their lives. That we can show this world that there is a difference in the life of a Christian. Because the Bible says we're righteous. Yes, we're put in an ungodly world, but we're to seek after. We're to desire righteousness in our lives. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. And our lives should be filled with holiness and godliness in our lives. Can I meddle just a moment? You will in not a hurry, are you? I've probably done lost some of you this morning anyway. But can I meddle just a moment? Listen today. God has a life for us. And that life, after we're saved, is to live in the church. Amen? Live differently. When the place and the people that I'm to be with, I'm to desire that. Well, before I was saved, I liked to be around people that told dirty jokes, be around ungodly places. It just did something for my old flesh, I guess. But after I was saved, something changed. Something changed. Hearing those things would burden my heart. Hearing those things would do something to my inner person. Why? I believe He put His righteousness in my life. That I desired righteous places. I desired to be around righteous people in my life. What could you advise Jesus gives us? Seek personal purity in our lives. No, we're not perfect. And we'll never be perfect until Jesus comes. But we're to seek personal purity, godliness in our lives. But last, look at this. Look at what He says. He says to those disciples, and all these things shall be added unto you. Quickly, I want you to go back with me to verse 32. He's talking about things, and He classifies them as this. For all these things do the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all things. I want to give you four little lessons in life. You might want to jot them down in your head and your heart or with a pen. Now, he's talking about things and needs. And listen, you don't need, and I don't need, everything we want. Amen? Francis tells me that a lot of times, and I haven't learned it, and I'm still learning it. But you don't need everything you want. Lesson number one. Lesson number two. You don't want everything you need. We think we do. But you don't want everything you need. God doesn't give us everything we want. Now those are three important lessons. But the fourth one is this. God shall supply all our needs. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in Christ Jesus. God has promised us prosperity. You say, how? Set proper priorities. Set them in our lives. That we're going to seek God first, and we're going to put God first in our lives. And we're going to seek after righteousness in our lives. And He told these disciples these things. Raiment, clothing, food shall be added unto you. Stories told of a missionary that was going to go on a mission trip. And this mission trip was going to be extended for quite a while. And there was a wealthy man that came to this missionary and handed him an envelope. And in that envelope it was sealed. And he told that missionary, he said, I'm giving you this, and when you get to hard times, you don't know where to turn, you don't know what to do, you open the envelope. The missionary went on his mission trip. Several years he came back and he sought out that wealthy man and he handed him that envelope. It was never opened. It was still sealed. Why? Because God supplied all his need in Christ Jesus. God has provided us a Savior. What a Savior in Jesus Christ. And in that grace, He's promised to supply us in all of our needs. In all of our crises, God said, I will supply. Now, folk, I want to tell you something. Here is the greatest counselor. Here is the greatest counselor sharing words of wisdom to me and to each of us today in our lives. But there's one thing that I believe that we're going to have to do. And that's this. Yield to the Lord. Now, folks, listen. It's hard sometimes, isn't it? You ever been driving down a road? You come to a fork in a road. And all of us that have driver's license probably know this. But in that road, there's a sign, yield. Yield. You think about how many times you get in a hurry. And you see cars coming down the road. And here that sign is to yield. And you know what that word means. Let them do what? Go first. You let them go first. Sometimes that's hard. It's hard. My, there's things that I want to see at home. There's things that I want to do. But yet, the words of Jesus and the wisdom that He gives must come back to my heart and life. What wisdom He gives us. First things first in our lives. And may we as His church, may we as His people do that in our lives. And I want to say again today, if God is seeking you today, He's knocking on your heart's door. How blessed you are that the God of this world would reach down and invade your life. To share His love with you in your life. And I would ask today that by faith you would receive Him as your Savior. You see today, folk, I need this wisdom because I haven't arrived yet. I haven't arrived. God preached this message to me before He did you, and I'll tell you what, I got the whole load. I got the whole load. So many times in my life, I want to get the priorities out of place. I get in trouble when I do.
But oh, the great desire that we want to be like Jesus. Amen. That we want to be like Him and be content with such things as He gives us in life. What greater life can you live today in life? Ask you to stand today. Father, I thank You for the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in that little verse, what wisdom He gives to us. We know that our days are few. There's many here today that have grown old in age, but they can look back on their life and say, my, it's just seemingly a while ago that I was leaving school, that I was getting married, and I was going out on my life. These days pass by so quickly. Help us to number our days, to set the priorities in life right, and Lord, live a joyful and happy life in You today. Father, I ask You to bless these graduates that are going out in life. They're living in a tough world today. Things have changed so much. Lord, I pray You bless them. May they reach the challenges of their lives. Lord, may all priorities revolve around You in their lives and in my life this morning. For I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.